You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
Jeremy, there are a couple of ways people can reach out. Can you please share that information?
You betcha. Go to mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link there at the top. You can reach out there. Or just go over to Facebook. And believe it or not, you just search Dom and Jeremy and shoot us a message. We reply all morning, actually. So have fun.
This particular note did come through Facebook. It's from Michelle. And it has to do with a mind bender that I did the other day. Let me see if I can dig it up. It was something about the worst. What Christmas gifts do people think are the worst?
And right? We started going off. Somebody had guessed scarf.
Well,
a scarf was
one of the winning answers. It was people chose either a scarf or a blank.
Okay, that's what it was. And then we were going off about how stupid a scarf is as a gift or something. I think I was really pouring it on. Like I said, I think I was really pouring it on. The scarves are stupid gifts. It's like
a
gift. Not a lot of effort.
Anyway, Michelle wrote into us a really funny note. She goes, "Hi, I was driving my 9-year-old son to school this morning listening to your Mindbender, with part of the answer being a scarf as a, quote, crap gift." Uh-huh. "That very day, my son was taking Christmas gifts to his teacher and teacher's assistants, and both had a scarf and a bath bomb."
Can you see those two in the car listening to us and then listening to me go off on scarf, and then they slowly turn and look at each other?
They're looking at each other. Their mouths kind of drop open a little bit. Michelle writes, "Now one was a hand-knitted scarf and one was a hand-crocheted scarf, both made by me. Please tell me these are not crap gifts.
No,
my son reassured me that the gifts were good and that the teachers would love them. Oh. Thank you for your morning laughs." That's from Michelle.
The little voice of reason coming from her son. "It's okay, Mom. They'll be fine. They're beautiful."
That really
funny about that, Michelle. I hope they enjoyed them.
Listen, Jeremy doesn't know what he's talking about. Right?
I kind of do.
Fine gifts. Fine, especially handmade.
Oh, the teachers loved them.
All day
long. They're going to look great in a little drawer somewhere.
Let me just say this. If you're going to make somebody a scarf, I will offer this piece of advice. Some people do handmade scarves, which the thought is wonderful, but they kind of chintz out a little bit, but they make them really short. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's too short. It's like wearing a short tie. There's not enough to...
Right. Nor is it wide enough. In other words, they don't put enough... yarn into it.
Not enough
coverage. If you're going to make someone a scarf, make it at least usable. It's got to be long enough to do the wrap around and the,
Here's another pro tip. My mom did this one year for Knick Knack and my sister. She crocheted scarves, and her big fatal flaw was she added bells to them.
Oh, no.
Oh,
never.
No is right. That's when you go scrambling and trying to find the scissors. So you can snip those off.
I mean, what are they, cows?
Jingle, 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 jingle. Everywhere they go, jingle,
like,
jingle, jingle.
Out in the field?
Like little tiny bells. I'm like, what
ding,
is
ding,
that?
Ding,
that is
ding,
the most
ding,
annoying
ding.
Thing on the planet.
Man, that's kind of a shot your mom is taking at Nicole, isn't it?
That's just so you can keep an eye on her, honey. That's what she told me.
Well, that's funny. This other note, he says, "No name, please." So let's call him Doug.
Doug.
We'll call him Doug.
All right.
"Hey, guys, I could use your opinion. One of the gifts I bought for my wife is a Fitbit, and I thought it was a great idea, but now I'm wondering if she'll think it's rude, like I'm calling her fat or something."
Oh, it's a fat bit.
He writes, "I know it's not the same thing as buying someone a gym membership, but is a Fitbit an inappropriate gift to give to your spouse? I barely have time to return it and find something else, so I hope it's okay. No name, please." We'll call him Doug.
Oh, we need a little more background information, I think. I mean, have they talked about maybe, the whole new year, new me, and they're going to start exercising more in January, or has she mentioned a diet, or...
No, I don't know that, but I know it. In other words...
It sounds like no, right?
They can't have discussed it, because if she had said, "Oh, I'd really love a Fitbit," he wouldn't be having these second thoughts.
Yeah, I think he just answered my question.
So this is just a husband
Ruh-roh.
Buying his wife a Fitbit, basically saying, you need to get your butt off the couch and do some walking.
It's great, honey. It tracks your movement and your calories and your sleep. And oh, Doug, I don't know, man. I don't think I'd give her that. Unless there's been some sort of conversation.
Wow. I think I have to agree with you. And I'm usually the one who's like, oh, you're overthinking it, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. In this case, if she has not specifically requested any kind of item that has to do with fitness.
You're telling her that she's out of shape with this.
Now,
but he could be saving her life, Dom.
Before we get all the Facebook messages and stuff like that, I recognize that there are people out there who are in spectacular shape and they go out and get a Fitbit for a variety of reasons. Nobody is denying that. But really, if you buy somebody a treadmill or a gym membership or a Fitbit, we all know that it's a message.
It symbolizes that there needs some work to be done. Basically, it's like handing somebody like, hey, I got you a gift card for Botox or something like that. You know, it symbolizes the same thing, I think.
Which I have spoken with Gretchen enough. If I gave her for Christmas gift card for Botox,
she would love
be
it.
The happiest woman.
Right. But if that's like a random like, oh, what? You think I'm wrinkly?
Yeah.
And now she's gonna be like, Doug, you think I'm chubby?
You know, a bigger question here is for all of our listeners just to think about. I mean, you can call in if you would like. That would be wonderful. But otherwise, this is just, you know, like food for thought. It's to ponder. How often do people feel insecure about the gifts that they buy when you see the ones that other people have bought?
Sure.
Like, for instance, you might be at a gift exchange and your gift isn't going to be opened by someone until like number 8 or 9. And the first 5 or 6 are really,
really
nice.
Good. Yeah.
And you're sitting there feeling that tension because you're seeing, oh my God, they got them. That's an $80 bottle of wine right there.
You keep looking over at your little gift bag like, do I have time to go snag it?
You've got the Target candle, you know, in the bag.
No, you know what's in a bag? It's in the bag. A scarf is what's in there.
Right.
You're going, oh,
Michelle.
No. Oh, no. All I brought is a scarf. You know what? I've been in that position with a lot of white elephant gifts and like the mm-hmm. stupid one that we do here mm-hmm. where like the email will go out, you know, it's a $25 limit. And traditionally white elephant gifts are supposed to be kind of goofy and kind of stupid. And that's what I'll do is I'll do a stupid gift. But then the 10 before me are like really nice bottles of wine and gift cards to Starbucks and really thoughtful gifts. And then I'm sitting there like, oh my gosh, I got somebody a remote control fart thing, you know?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Well, I hate people who don't know the rules for white elephant. They ruin it by getting the nice bottle of wine or mm-hmm. the spa package or the stuff. It's like, that's not white elephant.
At all.
And I got burned by that. Do you remember Mel down the hall who works for our oldies station?
Yeah.
That I drew her and she picked my gift for white elephant.
Uh-huh.
And the 3 or 4 before, just like you said, had been like a massage certificate and a bottle of wine and this. And then I'm doing the actual spirit of White Elephant, and Mel opens it up, and it was like, I don't know, it was like a yoga suit or whatever, but it was obviously a joke.
Oh, it was sweatsuit, was it? It was an actual suit that you sweat in.
It looked like it was made out of, you know, foil.
It was like a biohazard type looking thing
yes,
you put on.
It's
and
the most ridiculous looking thing. And Mel opened it up, and in front of everyone, she's like, oh, okay, all right. And I was like,
saying I need to work out?
I wanted to stand up and yell, everyone else is doing it wrong.
I hate you all.
I hate people who buy nice gifts for white elephants. I can't party with you people.
Shortly thereafter, Dom moved to Georgia.